But that is a song that I have never forgotten.
Okay.
And whenever I hear it, I can see the big key ring that he had. When he'd get to the playhouse or whatever it was, he'd take the key off the nail, and when he was leaving, he put it back on the
nail. Now I know the song because I know that. I just didn't know that was the name
of it. There's Mr. Green Jeans and Moose.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Big Fatty does a segment with it. And because it's been around for such a long time, the song, there's all sorts of versions of it.
Right, right.
I think he's played different versions.
I wasn't realizing that, but no.
Well, later on, they changed the song to Good Morning, Captain.
Yes.
Wake up the sunshine, come out and play, share a friendly day.
Okay, nice. And that's what we want to wish for everybody.
That's right.
Sunshine and play and friendly days.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
That is a song that I have never forgotten.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4779. LBFO for Wednesday, the 3rd of June, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
Show.
Y'all, I got nothing. Well, I've got a little bit, but mainly, I got nothing.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Oh, good morning, Big Fatty. Oh, such a dear.
Aunt Happy. Oh, such a dear, Big Fatty. What the hell's wrong with you? Hello, Humpers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well, which is why you're Humpers. It's hump day. And y'all, speaking of Humpers, at the beginning of today's little show. Wishing us a good morning, Big Fatty. Y'all, that was Tommy of Gay Country West and Tommy and Daddy Ron and our favorite Aunt Tappy, Big Fatty.
Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Oh, Big Fatty the Fatty the Pooh music always tell us you don't have a damn thing to talk about. It's true. Y'all, I don't have very much to talk about, but we'll see. We'll see how it all goes. Y'all, I'm recording this a little later than I normally would on a two. I say Tuesday afternoon because y'all, I still need to get my share before I head over to Shady Pines. Except y'all, not going to Shady Pines today. I've been requested to meet at the Page's Oakery Grill. Y'all, the special today is the lobster roll with, y'all, that's some mega peanut butter M&M's with a side. And y'all, my lady friend that I have supper with is... she says, I've never had a
I've never had a lobster roll. And y'all, she's in her late 80s. And she says, and I'd like to have one. I said, thank you for calling. So y'all, I may get Ashley's scrumps and grits like Peter Potamus got last week when we were over there. But anyway, what was I saying? Big Fatty, you were just saying that your lady friend wants a lobster roll. It's true. Y'all, yesterday, after I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I had taken out prepackaged flank steak strips, and y'all, I put them in the air fryer, and y'all, I overcooked them, and it was like shoe leather, yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, I didn't eat it, because I didn't need to chew on any shoe leather, so I pulled out some chicken nuggets out of the freezer, and I cooked them in the air fryer, and y'all, they were delicious, nice and crispy, and yet they weren't dried out or anything. It was lovely, just lovely, I tell you. And anyway, what was I saying here now? So I snacked on all of that. And y'all, then I sat down, and there was no Atlanta Braves sports ball game on Monday night, so I didn't have that to look at. But y'all, I did sit down and I watched the NBC Nightly News with that Tom Yamas. Big Fatty, I'm surprised you didn't play the long version of that. Well, y'all, and prior to the news, y'all, we had a big thunderstorm come over Fat Acres. Y'all, I mean, it was coming down in buckets. And y'all, I checked the rain gauge later in the evening when I went to roll the wheelie bin as Brendan over there in the UCK would say, the wheelie bin out to the street. And yes, Big Fatty, I bet there are a lot of folks that call it the wheelie bin, probably so. And y'all, 2 inches of rain. 2 inches, and y'all, it was like in about 45 minutes. So y'all, it was really coming down. And then y'all, I after the news, you know, the wheel comes on right after that. And y'all, I'm sitting here and I'm watching, and y'all, the one of the puzzles, it's called the before and after, where it's a phrase or something like that, the last word of the top phrase is also the same word as the bottom phrase. So y'all, I'm sitting there watching this and I'm going, wait a minute. Do some of these people on the wheel listen to the BFO? Y'all, I'm going to put a picture. I'm going to put a picture up at noon today showing you the puzzle. Y'all, you're not going to believe it. You're not going to believe it. I posted it over there on the Blue Butterfly, but many of you may have missed that. But y'all go over there and take a look at it. Y'all, it's Miss Vanna White is standing there right beside the solving puzzle. Or the solved puzzle. And y'all, then it was just a quiet evening. I went to bed a little bit right around 9 o'clock, I guess. And y'all, I slept. Well, I had a little bit of trouble falling asleep, but once I drifted off, y'all, I was fine until about 4:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, woke up. And y'all, I don't know if it was because I needed to TT, although I didn't feel a super urge to do that. But anyway, so y'all, I tried to roll over and go back to sleep, and I said, well, this isn't working. And so y'all, I got up and TT'd and had a sip of water and rearranged the pillows and everything, as one does. And y'all finally drifted back off to sleep about 5:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all didn't wake up until 7:45. Miss Gail King, she waits for no one, and today was no different. Y'all, so I got up, had my coffee, had the last of the apple fritters that I had procured at the Sam's Club. And then I, what did I do then? Did my puzzles and read my e-paper. And y'all, then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk, except y'all, all I did was nipple walked up to senior size class. And so I did that, and y'all got home, and y'all, I had ordered last week. There was a special coupon for the iRobot. You know what the iRobot is? Oh yes, Big Fatty. It's a mechanical. It is a mechanical. But y'all, they were running a special. This iRobot was normally $1,000, but it was $600 off, and it was a much newer version than the one I had. And then you could trade in the old one, and they'd give you $195. So y'all, basically, I've got this new and improved iRobot Wacom and mop, automatic mechanical mop. And once I get the $195 back, y'all, for $205, y'all, I think that is an excellent coupon. And so y'all, while I was in senior size class, the cameras here at the Velo went off. I was expecting it late on Tuesday afternoon. Y'all, it was there when I got home a little after 11 a.m. in the morning. And so y'all, I just taken the old one offline and unplugged it and cleared it out and everything, reset to factory settings is what they call it. And I said, well, I'll put the old one in the box for the new one and send it back. Well, y'all, the old one is bigger than the box for the new one, so that tells you something. But y'all, this new one, I got to tell you, first of all, they've made grand progress. The attachments that go on, like the cleaning pads and everything, y'all, they rotate and all this kind of stuff, and the little brush. And y'all, they connect by magnets. But before, you'd have to have a screwdriver to put on a new little brush and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, I unboxed it. I should have made a video. Oh, yes, Big Fatty Archer would have made an unboxing video. He would have. But y'all, by the way, that reminds me. Next week is the WWDC, and what would Big Fatty move forward? You're talking like me. I am talking like you. Big Fatty, stop it. But y'all, it's just really a much easier machine to deal with, and y'all got it set up without any problem. Connected it to the inner tubes here, filled, and y'all, it has a bin that you put the clean water and cleaning solution in, and then there's a second bin that it sucks the dirty water out, and it dries off the cleaning pads and all this. And of course, you know, it has the Wacom also, which it sucks the dust and dirt out of the the mechanical that goes around. But y'all, when I got this first Roomba, y'all, it took, I I mean hours, I mean four or more hours for it to map out the villa and figure out where the rooms are and all this kind of stuff and where it needed to clean and all this. And y'all, so it says, Big Freddy. Well, first of all, it had to do a software update. So the mechanical is up to date on its software. And it says, okay, Big Fatty, are you ready to map out the villa? I said, yes. And y'all, so I was, I did this during the Price is Right. And I figured, well, it'll take a couple of hours for this to happen. Y'all, it was done in about, in less than 20 minutes. Y'all, it's got some sort of mechanical, it's kind of like those, you know, these drive-in taxicabs that have the thing up on top that kind of senses what's around. Well, this has that on top of it. And y'all, it just kind of rode into the kitchen and then into the living room area and then into the dining room area and then into the love chamber and the master toilet room. And then it came into the studio here and the guest bedroom and the guest toilet. And y'all, it and then it says, okay, I finished mapping it out. And it went back to the charging stand. And I'm like, well, isn't that interesting? That was, y'all, it was less than 20 minutes. I couldn't believe it. so the technology has certainly improved. And I was so impressed. And y'all, right now, it's, I told it to, you know, I just wanted to see how it was going to clean one little area. So I had it work on that. And then it went back because it had to clean the dirty water out, and then y'all, it started up again, and then it was running low on power, so it had to go back and recharge. So it's recharging now. They said to give it about 4 hours for a full charge, and y'all, of course I didn't do that, but anyway, it was... I am thrilled to death with it, but now I got to find a box to put the old one in so I can get my $195 back. Yes, Big Fatty. You know, that was kind of the highlight of the day. And y'all, then I made a phone call to my good friend Rick of Jerry and Rick up there in the Pennsylvania. I hadn't talked to him in a while. And so we called up for about 45 minutes. And it was good to hear from him. And really need to reach out more often to different folks. Y'all, like I say, I'm about to get my share, and then I'm heading over to Paige's Okra Grill, and y'all, that's pretty much been my day. Yes, Big Freddy! Oh dear, Gussie, Big Freddy, I don't know how the hell you filled that little show with that little bit that you had to talk about. Well, you know, it's a... You know, I'm a professional at all this. Oh, okay, Big Fatty, you go ahead and think that. Y'all, don't forget the new little show premieres on Sunday. It's called the Ruination Recap. No, it isn't. It's called the Ruination Repeat. And y'all, it recaps all of this week's little shows. You'll hear Gail and King try to figure out what the hell Big Fatty did. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, it's just a little a tune that I thought you might enjoy. Here it is.
That is a song that I have never forgotten.
Oh, yes, It's right. It's a toe tapper.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.